USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Congressional negotiators seeking a compromise on border security met for the first time as they try to come to an agreement over a border wall. Democrat Nita Lowey is co-chair of the conference committee.
We can all agree that we must do everything we can to prevent another unnecessary and destructive government shutdown.
Senator Richard Shelby leads Republicans on the panel.
I must stress that as long as we remain polarized, we will never resolve our differences on this critical issue that we owe to the American people.
New Jersey Democrat Bonnie Watson Coleman has invited Victorina Morales to be a guest at the State of the Union address. She's an undocumented immigrant who was fired from her job at the Trump National Golf Club. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it would take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rate, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services or by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM19, Oregon DM80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC32.
22 states from Montana to New York recorded sub-zero temperatures. The wind chills in some areas felt like 50 below zero. WCBS meteorologist Craig Allen says it is dangerously cold.
When you have wind chills of minus 50 degrees, let's say, on average, it's very, very hard to talk. That air could actually freeze within the windpipe and down into the lungs, so they're telling people not to be outdoors and talking.
The record cold across the South has prompted the opening of emergency warming centers. Meteorologist Tom Sater says the winds combined with the cold have made for a deadly combination.
The temperatures in Chicago could drop down to about minus 25. The record is not minus 27, so in record territory.
The body of an Iowa college student was found on campus, and authorities believe the death was weather-related. So far, 9 deaths are blamed on the weather. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
The U.S. Justice Department has charged a Chinese telecommunications giant with a series of crimes that will raise tensions between Beijing and Washington amid an ongoing trade war. With more on the story, here's John Clemens.
Huawei, which is the world's biggest manufacturer of telecommunications equipment, is charged with bank fraud, wire fraud, conspiracy to defraud the U.S., and theft of trade secrets. FBI Director Christopher Wray.
In pursuit of their commercial ambitions, Huawei relied on dishonest business practices that contradict the very economic principles that have allowed American companies and the United States to thrive.
The scheme also attempted to undermine sanctions against Iran. I'm John Clemens.
Here's yet another sleep study that might keep you up at night. USA's Chris Barnes has the details.
The new study says in addition to making you tired, going without sleep pretty much guarantees your body is going to ache all over. Researchers at the University of California, Berkeley finding that sleep deprivation decreases brain activity associated with pain relief, and they found the same thing happened to people whose sleep was simply disturbed. The leader of the study says the optimistic takeaway is that getting better sleep can help manage and reduce pain. The study's published in the latest edition of the Journal of Neuroscience. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.